didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your coffee-filled leader this morning, as almost every morning. Welcome to the show. Tiki Power. I don't know if you're picking it up in the background. Got the tiki music going. Woke up to a little bit of sad news today. For you guys that haven't heard yet, welcome back, Cotter Star. Ron Paiello, remember Ron? Or let's just say by Horshack. Horshack died. He was 63 years old. Yeah, they found him dead this morning in his home near Palm Beach, Florida, from an apparent heart attack. This was according to someone really close to the actor. And by close, they mean his partner of many years, Joseph Graham. They found him about 4 a.m. Graham called an ambulance, but he was pronounced dead on arrival. So we've lost another sweat hog. That's two now, I believe. Man, watch out, John Travolta. Remember, they were together on Welcome Back, Cotter, as the Sweat Hogs, from 1975 to 1979. So, Horshack was always the one going, ooh, 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 Mr. Cotter, Mr. Cotter, ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah, so, there'll be no more ooh-oohs down here, and heaven just got a little sweatier, so. Go to your Facebook page, post a little thing about Ron, telling goodbye. I put it on my Facebook page. You can sign on underneath me and put a little RIP, goodbye message to Ron Horshack and say, ooh, 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 bye. Hollywood loses another great. Wait, was he great? Yes, he was great because he was on a great TV show. I mean, I know he's no Rob Pattinson. He might not have done a lot of work recently, but, you know, the dude was, he's a legend, an icon. Go to your Netflix, check out Welcome Back, Cotter. And if you don't laugh, tell Netflix you want your money back. Don't blame it on me, because I got nothing to do with it. That's it. I got nothing to do with it. Won't be blamed. Well, good morning to you. Sorry to start it off with, like bad news, but, you know, that's real life. For you guys, I don't know if I've told you this or not, we've got a Ustream now for the podcast. We haven't totally figured it out yet. I've got it going right now, which this won't matter to you when you're hearing it. But if you see it on Facebook, the link, go ahead and click on it and watch, because you can actually see while I'm doing this during the day. And Ustream is kind of cool. There's a lot of stuff on it to look. I found Joe Rogan's show podcast on Ustream. I didn't know he was doing that, and that's very cool. Ustream and podcast. It's the new radio, and I'm glad you're joining us here on Remasculate. If I haven't told you yet who I am, because a lot of people tune in or they find these podcasts and they don't listen right off the whole time. They haven't been fans the whole show. So if you're new to the show, I am Steve Mudflap McGrew from Comedy Central and CMT. I've done several comedy albums, and I hope you clicked on my Remasculate podcast because you knew who I was. If not, and you don't, welcome. You can follow me on Twitter at Steve McGrew. I have got so many followers over there I want to say thank you to, and thank you if you go over and decide to be a new follower on Twitter at Steve McGrew. I am loving the fact that I get to sleep late, go to bed late, stayed up last night, watched old reruns on my Roku. I think that is a Japanese word for 500 channels, and 492 of them suck, and you don't know what they are. Man, is there a lot of just goofy-ass stations on Roku. But there are some great stations, too. Some really I found one called Drive-In Movies, which is just hysterical. If you loved all those bad drive-in movies with blood and boobs and horrible dialogue and shitty camera work, it'll take you back to the days when you were in the drive-in trying to touch a boob, when you couldn't tell if, yes, is that a boob or an elbow? I'm not sure. I'm going to pretend it's a boob no matter what. Boner! But Roku, I would say, is worth the price to get one. So check it out. Find it on Target. Find it online. Netflix, Crackle, all that's on there. But I was going to say about the job, what I'm enjoying now is doing stand-up. I'm loving performing again, getting out on the road, and hopefully I'll get to a city near you soon. I'm going out to L.A. to meet with the cruise ships. I may start doing cruise ships in a while. Not the bad cruise ship kind of comic. God, no. You know that, guys, I'm not like that. Cruise ships now are way past the days of juggling one joke line telling kind of look at me. Hey, where y'all from? What do you do? Thanks aboard the ship. Hey, did you get new brown shoes? No, those are just your tan feet. You know, that kind of crappy-ass comedy. Hey, I'm Julie the cruise director, and I would remind you that there's Shuffleboard and Viagra now on the Lido deck.
Wah, wah.
I've only ever been on one cruise. I enjoyed it. It was a Carnival cruise line out of Galveston. It went down through Cozumel and to Jamaica and somewhere else. I can't remember. But it was a lot of fun. A lot of people on it were like, I'm not much on the cruise. But it's sunshine. It's a floating hotel. And they serve you a lot of food. Actually, Carnival serve so much food and meat, it ought to be called Carnivore Cruise Lines.
Yodelay!
Huh? Did you like that? That was better than the ba-dum-bum. Yeah. See? Every time I do a joke, instead of a rim shot, I'm going to get one of those.
Yodelay!
Yeah. See, and I don't understand how somebody falls off a cruise ship. You hear those stories, too, about somebody who's out at sea, and it was their 30th anniversary, and somebody fell off the side of a cruise ship. You're too fat to fall off a fucking cruise ship. You've been eating for 4 days straight. Every 2 hours, they go, now serving on the main deck. Now serving at the back of the ship. We are now serving snacks up on top. We're now serving. How'd you get that fat ass over the railing? Nobody accidentally fell.
It was a murder. Call Quincy.
Yeah, Quincy reference. Uh-huh. Did I prove to you that I've got a Roku with Netflix? I'm watching the old shit. I was so bored last night, I watched Father Knows Best from 1954. Actually, I just wanted to see what it looked like in 1954. I wasn't around then. Fuck you, even if you thought I was. No, but it was fun to see because they showed the giant telephones with the big honey, let's call Bud's teacher and find out what's happened down at the school. Bud hasn't been bringing any homework home. Hand me the phone. Actually, it sounded more like this. Or maybe it sounded like this one. Ah, the sound of old days. Ugh, give me a cell phone with push buttons any freaking day. Love my iPhone. Thank you, Apple, for the iPhone. I know a lot of people are liking their Android more, but nah-uh, I'll take my iPhone. All right, let's do a little story here that I found. This is the 10 unhappiest jobs in America. You may have one of these. You probably are sitting there thinking, oh, my job has to be on this list. Well, I don't know. If you happily get out of bed every morning for work, well, you're one of the lucky ones here because a lot of people hate their job. In this list that I found, the ratings are based on key factors such as work-life balance, one's relationship with their boss and coworkers, their work environment, job resources, compensation, growth opportunities, the company's culture, and the daily task, and control over the work that they do daily. So here are the top 10 jobs that make their workers' lives just freaking miserable. Security officer. Why? People might think that the work environment security guards often face, such as working late hours alone at night, would contribute to the unhappiness. But no, however, the data shows that the growth opportunities and lack of rewards in this field is what affects the overall sentiment around this type of job. Another one, I'm surprised at this one. Another one that makes you hate your job? Registered nurse. Why? Nurses have more issues with the culture of their workplace, the people they work with, and the person they work for. Any nurses out there? Let me know what you think. Is that right? Number three, teacher. They found that teachers appear to be quite happy with their work and their coworkers. However, the reward of their work, lack of support, and lack of opportunities to be promoted counteract many of the good parts of the teaching job. Another hated job, another one to make you hate your life, a sales engineer. Why? Lack of growth opportunities and the company's culture, compensation, and there's usually not much support. Program manager. Why? Jacqueline Smith at Forbes reports that the unhappiest aspects of this job are a lack of growth opportunities, the culture of the company they work for, and the surrounding workplace support system. Marketplace manager's another hated one. Why? It's usually the people they work with and around. Director of sales, hated job, unhappy people. Why? Sales goals, not meeting the goals, projects that are put upon them. Marketing director is another one hated. The demand. Maintenance supervisor, long hours, and a lot of on-call schedules. Did your job fall in there? Were you one of those? What is your hated job? Usually it's the bosses that cause it, isn't it? You work for an idiot. Everybody knows that feeling. You work for an idiot. How the fuck did this person fail upwards? And how do they continue to keep their job when a gorilla could be trained to do a better job? Coco, the signing gorilla, could actually do most of your boss's job. Don't you feel that way?
Yeah.
Or your coworker, your cubicle mate, might just be an ass wipe. I like to say ass hat. That's one of my favorite new words. Ass hat. Don't be an ass hat. I don't even know what an ass hat is, but it's a funny sounding word because it's a hard sounding word. Certain words are funnier just because they sound funny. It's a hard say, like guacamole is a funny word. Avocado's not that funny. Guacamole sounds funny. Ass hat, funny. Keep that in mind when you're trying to pick out funny words to slam your boss, the ass hat. Hold on, I'm gonna do y'all a favor. I'm gonna Google ass hat and find out what it means. Urban Dictionary, here I come. Ass hat, a close cousin of the ass clown, typically identified by a jovial expression and an outward misunderstanding of how he, she is perceived, combined with a generally misguided conception of what is socially acceptable amongst his or her fellow peers. Said person's frequent attempts at humor usually lead to he, she making an ass out of his, herself, not to be confused with asshole. It is when you wear your own ass as a hat, when your head is so far up your butt, you are your own hat. Here's how it's used. Quit throwing pennies at that homeless person, you ass hat. Hey, ass hat, thanks for the parking ticket. There. I helped you out. You've learned something. I've added something to your mudcabulary. Well, it's time for me to stop being an ass hat and bring in Miss Thang with the news. Well, hello, Miss Thang.
Hello.
Happy Tuesday to you.
Tuesday.
Yeah, actually it's Monday night, but we're going to record this now because you do your wonderful volunteer work on Tuesdays.
Right, and I have a job, so you should have the podcast up prior to me getting off of my job.
Right, right. So that means it'll be done before 5.
Before tomorrow. 5. It's a goal.
I'm shooting to get it up before noon tomorrow. That's my goal.
Holy
I got a goal.
Cow.
Goal, goal, goal.
So I should be waking you up at 5 o'clock?
Yeah, get me up in the morning to get me going.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So you said today you're going to try to go with entertainment.
We're gonna take a walk in Hollywood, see what's going on in Hollywood.
Okay.
Because I try and do some weird news most of the time, mm-hmm. and I want to find out what's going on in Hollywood.
Well, I know last night you were all Twitter painted about
trying to find out. We have to talk about Miley's hair.
Man, what is up with Miley's hair? It looks like what happened. Did she get gum in it or something? I remember having hair like that when you got lice. Your parents, that's how you come to school the next day. Your parents would just, like, shave your head looking. Oh, you got the lice haircut. Is that what she has?
Oh, my gosh. What has she done? Everybody I've talked to is like, she's pulling a Britney. She's gone crazy.
She's gone crazy?
I don't think she's gone crazy. No, she's not going after paparazzi with umbrellas.
Like, looks like she's like a number four clipper away from a bald head.
Yeah, she's definitely traded her long blonde locks for a platinum punk, a pixie punk. She said she was going to cut her hair like Twiggy.
Mm-hmm.
And as somebody else stated, there's only one Twiggy.
Right, but she's got it. She's like shaved on the sides along the top.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And did you follow her tweets like up
no.
before it? Okay. I went back and looked at her tweets, and she was like tweeting before it, kind of alluding to the fact it's happening. She tweeted Sunday afternoon, minutes after posting an image of a partially obscured hairstylist about to cut off her top knot. So she had her hair in a bun on the top.
Right.
And the stylist was about to cut it off.
Cut the whole thing off.
It's
now,
happening.
This looks like she is just as crazy as her tattooed-faced brother.
Yes.
Whoever that was.
The one that's in Metro Station, right?
I don't know. Remember, I just saw a picture one day with the last name Cyrus, and I sent it to you. Go, oh, that's Miley's brother. It's like...
This is just hair. It can grow back. Hopefully she doesn't start tattooing her
face.
Yeah, so I don't know what's happening.
She's out, though, isn't she? I mean, she's... I don't want to say she's done,
because
she's never
going to
be done, but she's not the it girl anymore.
There's not the...
Here she is over doing concerts across the world, and... You know, here's her next movie, because I think the last one was a flop, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Okay.
But you know, she's got that money she made during those days. She could probably live her life very happily on that money.
I remember reading at one point she was making $1 billion.
Yeah.
Hannah Montana was making billion dollars.
Right. So hopefully Billy Ray, you know, helped her.
I sure missed it. When she cut her mullet off the first time, and, you know...
Wait,
that wasn't her. That was the other Cyrus.
Yeah.
So what's happening with that? Is that...
Well, everyone's just talking about how crazy it is.
So nothing,
I don't think she's come back
nothing
out.
Nothing new today
no.
about her hair.
I was hoping that today they would come out and say, oh, it was for a movie role. But I haven't heard that.
Just anything to make her seem not as effing crazy.
Bizarre. It's very bizarre. In other Hollywood nudes, Jennifer Aniston
Hollywood
is engaged.
Hollywood nudes?
Yeah, news.
Hollywood nudes.
News.
And you went right for Jennifer Aniston. News.
Yeah. In other Hollywood
red
news.
Red leather. Isn't that what you're supposed to say before you start recording? Red leather. What was one you were singing before?
Mommy Made Me Mash My M&M's. That was from choir.
Mommy Made Me Mash My M&M's.
Uh-huh.
Mommy Made Me Mash My M&M's.
It obviously didn't work because I'm saying nudes instead of news.
Did you say that or did you have to sing it? Mommy Made My...
It was how you did the scale, you know?
Mommy Made Me... How'd you do it?
I can't sing.
Mommy Made Me Mash My M&M's. Mommy Made Me Mash My M&M's. Mommy Made Me... Like that?
Kind of.
Okay, that's stupid. I mean, not for me to do it was.
No, you're funny. So Jennifer Aniston and her boyfriend are engaged.
The one nobody knows.
Justin Theroux, right?
Mm-hmm. Whoever he is.
I don't know who he is. He's an actor, screenwriter. They've been dating for almost a year. They both starred in Wanderlust. Was he the guy?
Was he? I've never seen a picture of him, so I don't know. Let's see.
Is that the guy? I have a horrible memory.
I don't know. You mean the bad guy that was running the camp?
I don't know.
I can't tell if that's him or not. I don't think
Wanderlust?
So. Wanderlust? Yeah, I don't remember him in Wanderlust. That was a good movie, though, but I don't remember.
That was a great movie. But she's engaged, so congratulations to her. She has finally gotten over Brad.
Oh, yay.
Christina Aguilera has come out and talked about Britney Spears being on The X Factor because she's on The Voice. They performed together on the Mickey Mouse Club, battled it out on the pop charts, and now Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears will go head-to-head in prime time with their singing competitions, The Voice and The X Factor, both returning this fall. Aguilera says, I came up with Britney when we were very close. So that's when they were kids is what she's talking about. Our paths have always crossed. They'll continue to cross. I welcome her to this family of fun and entertainment and finding new talent. Britney's a pro. She's going to give great advice.
She's a pro.
Mm-hmm.
She's a psycho.
Whoa.
She shaved her head, remember? We were just talking
about
her earlier.
Several years ago, she bipolar was out of control. She's
now her meds are all
meds
leveled
and
out.
Her daddy takes care of her money and everything
yet,
is good.
And now she walks out of every taping. Every time you hear about, you know, the show, she's stormed out of a taping.
Yeah, because that's not for publicity or anything.
Oh, I could be.
Kenny G has filed for divorce after 20 years of marriage.
Oh, gee. No, not
yeah.
Kenny.
He and his very tight. Are those natural curls in his hair?
They must be, because he would have quit perming his hair back in the early 90s.
Ah. Well, after 7 months of separation, Kenny G has filed for divorce of his right. Mommy made me mash my M&M's. He's filed for divorce from his wife of 20 years. The smooth jazz musician, 56, whose real name is Kenneth Bruce Gorlick.
No wonder he goes by Kenny G.
Yeah. Cites irreconcilable differences for dissolving his marriage to Belinda Helene Benson Gorlick. Of course, irreconcilable differences.
Kenny G said because they had a horrible sax life. Well, while you're on the subject of music, let me ask you this. This would be Sunday night, was the closing of the Olympics.
We didn't watch that.
We did not watch it. We didn't watch hardly
any of the
Olympics. Yeah, the Spice Girls. What do you think?
I think that's fine.
Really?
I saw people being very excited about it.
And I saw today people just reading, like, what a waste of time. You know, they wasn't really a comeback because they weren't that big. I thought they were that big, weren't they?
Yeah. I didn't listen to their music, but I knew who they were.
Yeah.
That means they were big.
But they haven't. It wasn't like this was one of those comebacks, like, I can't wait for them to come back. It was like they were just thrown up there.
Right.
Here, go try to
sing some stuff.
Yeah.
Entertain the masses.
I tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Did they sing their old stuff?
I don't know.
You got to do your...
We didn't watch.
We didn't. I thought maybe you would... I don't know. They were joined by One Direction.
Who?
One Direction.
I know. They won that contest. They're the new... they're the Justin Biebers, like five Justin Biebers in one band.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know much about them. The Spice Girls performed two of their biggest hits, Wannabe and Spice Up Your Life, with the same energy and wardrobe the fivesome had during the 90s.
So we gotta
Google and find out.
They just went to their closet.
You
still have your old Union Jack hot pants? I do. Let's put them on and sing a song.
I bet it was pretty entertaining. We should go Google
it. I know it
Wannabe,
but I don't remember Spice Up Your Life at all.
No.
I should Google and get a clip of that right here.
Google.
Hold on. Wait, you know this?
No, I don't.
You don't have to turn it off. That you know that. You were mouthing the words.
I think it came back to me.
I don't remember the song at all.
I don't know. It must have played at a slumber party or something. So that's that song.
That is Spice Up Your Life.
Spice Up Your Life.
And Wannabe was the other one they played.
Yeah, and we all know that one.
And that's that. Can I tell you what I want, what I really, really want? Is that?
Yes.
Yes. See, I sort of like that one. I can tell.
You've been singing it
all
day.
What I really, really want.
Funny. I have one more entertainment news story.
Okay.
There was a big pause there. I'm sorry. Something popped up. It looks like it might be breaking.
Okay, go ahead.
It's about Miley Cyrus.
Oaks. Her hair and
Miley Cyrus is reportedly stopping by 2.5 men. The 19-year-old newly engaged actress will be playing the hot new local in town that's dating soon-to-be-legal Jake Harper. I wonder if they're going to cancel that role with her new hair. Because I don't know if she's the hot new thing in town.
I don't either. That's kind of
weird.
And
she's
going
to be dating Jake.
If she's supposed to be, or maybe that's going to be the character. Maybe that's saving the... But you said you were hoping she was doing a movie role, so now maybe it's...
Maybe.
This is going to be like she's some punk rock girl that's really scary.
I don't know. It doesn't say anything like that. It says the hot new girl next door. You think of the blonde... Maybe she already filmed it. Let's hope.
Yeah.
Because she went blonde.
Who's reporting this?
It's on Huffington Post. They're pretty reliable. Are they not?
No, they are. They're always dogging everybody on.
Are they?
Yeah.
I thought they were a pretty reliable news source. Well, I better reevaluate my news sources.
Yes, okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So that's your news for today. We took a walk down Hollywood. I hope I didn't bore you. What?
Nothing.
What?
I'm teasing you.
What? Do you want me to continue on? I have other news, but no, it's not Hollywood.
It's not Hollywood news. This was our Hollywood news minute.
Right.
10 minutes.
You have 20 more minutes to fill. I have faith in you.
Damn it. That means I need to go look up some stuff to talk about. Gah. All right.
Just call someone.
Thanks for doing the news, Miss Thang.
You're welcome.
See ya.
Tomorrow.
That was Miss Thang with the news. Oh, she is so gonna hate that outro. But that was funny as hell. I love that. You know why? I'm being an asshat. See, we use the new word of the day. Well, let's stay on the asshat topic. Some of you guys may remember a while back here in Colorado, we had a little bit of controversy with a yearbook photo. A woman had her daughter dress up too sexy. Here's what happened. The 18-year-old college student whose midriff-bearing picture was deemed too sexy for the Durango High School yearbook and her mother were arrested together. Let's say it in unison. Oh, how sweet. Yeah, Sunday night following a party at their house, there was numerous underage drinkers, and the mom made her case for Mom of the Year after breaking into a full sprint to evade officers, a move that allowed several teenagers to escape the cops. Interestingly, the mom's arrest was the night before she was due in court on another charge of resisting arrest, one that involved mom telling the officer he sucked at his job. Wait, who sucks at their job? I think it's you, you mother. You got your daughter famous for wearing sexy crap in her yearbook. You threw a underage drinking party and you told a cop to suck it. Did you still have the cigarette hanging out of your mouth when you told him to suck it? You redneck bitch, you. Wow. Mom of the year right there. She wanted to make her daughter famous? Well, looks like they made them both famous. I think I see a pole in that daughter's future. And here's the question that probably everybody has when you read a story like this. Where's the daddy? Where is that girl's father? Jerry. Is Jerry Springer still as popular as it used to be? I know it's still on, but I don't know if everybody watches it. Nobody's talking about it like they used to. I'm gotten into the court shows. I'm really liking the daytime court shows. One of the things I've noticed is obesity a requirement to be able to get on one of the court shows? There is some massive ass people coming on to sue massive ass people. I should get a court show. I would love to go on there. I would just call it Common Sense Court. You bring your problems to me, and I will solve them with common sense. And then everybody be confused because they're like, well, why'd he do that? Because I use common sense. His ruling was bullshit. I wouldn't have done that. Well, I did because I did the right thing because I used common sense. On today's episode of Common Sense Court, a mom wants to know what to do with her daughter and her friends. Should they have a drinking party? An underage drinking party? The mom thinks she should. The cops say she shouldn't. Who is right? I'll decide today on Common Sense Court. Well, look who just jumped up here in my lap. It's Common Sense Court Kitty. No, it's Podcat. It's Pooh Bear. Hello, Pooh Bear. You got anything to say today? No, not really. You're just going to jump up in my lap. What, you're reminding me that it's time to give you a little rub down and a time to say, aloha? Yeah? It's the spirit of Hawaii. The Tiki Room. No, it's not. It's the Remasculate Studios, and I'm glad you tuned in today. Thanks for joining me here on Remasculate. Podcat and I do appreciate it. We'll see you again tomorrow with some new goofy-ass stuff that I'll bring up and talk about. If you've got anything you want to talk about or have something you want me to talk about, look up, discuss, write me at mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com. You can always get a hold of Miss Thang at pinkbarb27 on Twitter. Get a hold of me at Steve McGrew on Twitter. Find our Remasculate Facebook page and like it. We're getting more and more fans, and we do appreciate it. You can listen to us on Stitcher Radio. You can find us on several other pod sites. Google Remasculate, and you will find out a lot more information about it. And guys, thank you so much for listening. Thanks to our sponsors, Pop Chips. Find them at Pop Chips Colorado. It's P-O-P-C-H-I-P-S-C-O. And thanks to Perky Jerky. Perky Jerky, the action-packed snack. They've given me some more Perky Jerky. I'll be giving that out soon. But right now, remember, we have the Pop Chips contest going on. So make sure you go to Pop Chips Facebook and like them. Find them on Facebook and like them. And get your chance to win 1 month's supply of Pop Chips. They got the new Pop Chips, the tortilla Pop Chips. They're like a little love triangle you put in your mouth. That sounds dirty. I like it. All right, guys, I'm out of here. Take care of yourselves. Take care of the ones you love. God bless America. And go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. Boom, puff, bow, bow. Giddy up. Boom, puff, bow, bow. Giddy up. Yeah, I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and their underwear, thing raising news, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you lay. Oh, won't you come with me and remind?